of all the Yom Tovim, so Rosh Hashanah is probably the one that is the most difficult for us to pinpoint precisely how we're supposed to feel. The other Yom Tovim are pretty straightforward. Mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Each one has its own nuance to it. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shavuot Tzaris. Rosh Hashanah, it's almost like a turmoil, almost like an internal conflict as to what a mindset is supposed to be in Rosh Hashanah. And this expresses itself in the very theme, the fundamental motif of Rosh Hashanah, theme of Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, which makes up such a significant part of our tefillos in Rosh Hashanah. I've said many times, you know, if you missed the Sada Tokip in the average, you're still a Yotze. But if you missed the Melech HaKadosh, you have to start over again. So Malchus Shemayim is the Ma'akev. It's the essence of Rosh Hashanah is all about. And when it comes to our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Melech Malchim Lochim, there's almost an internal contradiction as to how do we relate to that reality. So on the one hand, those who are with us, Tumin Chamayev, we spoke a little bit in the world of Halacha, about Yotzev Kras HaMalachim. Now Chazal saw significance even in going to greet Melech Bos of Adam. We spoke even about Melech Akum, even a non-Jewish king. There's a notion of covered Malchus. So one would think that our approach would be towards Kras HaMelech Machim Lochim, would be running with eagerness and excitement, going to Kras HaMelech. On the other hand, we actually find in the world of Halacha there's a Maharil that suggests that maybe the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom Tov that we usually associate with the other Yom Tov, we associate with Shabbos, and we start a little bit early, perhaps Tosefes Yom Tov doesn't apply in Rosh Hashanah. Whether or not we pass like that is a different story, but the theme, that idea exists in Gedalia Paiskim Maharil. Why not? My nishtan Rosh Hashanah that there shouldn't be a mitzvah lahakdim to start early. We're not having an early mincha on Rosh Hashanah for multiple reasons. But we're not making early yontif. No one's making early yontif in Rosh Hashanah. Why? So Maharil says, if you really believe that it's the Yom HaDin, if people don't run to get to you summoned to court, no one's running. You're not right to pay the parking ticket until it arrives. You're not running to go to court until you're summoned by the judge to be there. So there's almost like a feeling in Rosh Hashanah that we want to stay away. We want to distance ourselves. We don't really want to get there. All the Yom Tovim were counting down with such excitement. Wow, it's going to be Pesach. It's going to be Pesach. Rosh Hashanah, you know, maybe we don't have that countdown because we're frightened. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah, Malachim, lots of the cross of Malachim. We want to go meet the Melech. Who doesn't want to go see the Melech? So the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, describes this almost like inner turmoil, person's soul. He says that's almost what the essence of what Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim is all about. That on the one hand, the idea of Malchus Shemayim, if you would stop and you would think about what a terrifying idea that is, so everything in this world that we think we're in control of, all the basic premises that make up our entire daily life, a bottle of mavutol, more bottle of mavutol than the kol nidres that we say, lo shiririn v'lo kayomin v'lo yuchal and klal uklal. If we really, truly focus on Malchus Shemayim, we would be able to function. A reaction would be to run as far away from Malchus Shemayim as possible. The last thing we would want to confront is Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim because it's too frightening, it's too terrifying. And yet the Rambam says that dafka, when a person reaches that point of understanding just how magnitude of Malchus Shemayim to the best that we can understand in this world, where does a person go? He doesn't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. that he actually comes and runs closer and closer and closer to Malchus Shemayim. It's a reverse proportion. The more you realize how great it is, and the more that one would have thought that one should try to, my mind can't process it, and I don't want to be, can't deal with the tension that it brings, you run back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you realize that there's only one address in this world. There's only one thing that really matters in this world, and that is Kadosh Baruch Hu. So as we stand here a week plus before the day of Kabbalah Sabbath Shemayim, it's almost like different themes and different thoughts are going in through our minds. There's a famous story about, it's one of those stories about a Chassidish Rebbe. I cannot tell you which one. I'm not sure the particular Rebbe is ma'akev to the story. But the story goes that the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shlich Tzibur, for Shachris, is warming up and about to begin HaMelech. You know, the niggin in the back, all eyes looking. Chazan has his eyes closed, he's getting ready to say, and he belts out, HaMelech! And the Rebbe faints on the spot. And they asked him, my high, what happened? What caused you to faint on the spot when you heard that shriek of HaMelech? He said, a Gemara appeared to me. A story, Maseches Gittin, the Sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, came almost to haunt me in a vision. And the Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and that famous escape from Yerushalayim to go plead for Yavne v'Chachameh right at the eve of the Churban. And he greets, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai greets Roman general, Aspasianus, Vespasian, and he says to him, Shalom Alecha, Melech. He gives him a Shalom Alecha like a king, Shalom Alecha, Melech. And Aspasianus gets very, very insulted, and he says, I should really kill you twice. You're making fun of me, I'm not a king. Little did he know that the Senate had just voted him in. It takes a while for the news to get from Rome to Israel, but in fact, he was a king. And then he said to Rabbi Yochanan the words that pierced this Rebbe's consciousness. And if it's not true, if you're right, that I'm a king, why did it take you so long to show up? So the Rebbe said that when he saw those words appear before his eyes, back forth from Sechas Gittin, it's almost like a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending a message and saying, if I'm really the king, Takam, really the Melech? Melech HaKol HaOretz? Really, 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 truly? You really think so? What happened? Where were you yesterday? Where were you in the middle of February? Where were you the rest of the year? A very, very frightening thought. Enough to, hopefully no one's going to faint from this Rosh Hashanah, enough to knock out the Rebbe. Yiv Malkano, if I'm really the king, where have you been? That's a question that haunts us as we get ready for the Yom Narai. Imalkano, where are you? Where have you been? So we have to cope with the plan. We had a half a mina that Malchus Shemayim is going to drive us away from HaKadosh Baruch. It's too frightening for us to deal with, and therefore we'd rather just avoid it. We came to the realization we can't do that. It just doesn't work. And Hashem is drawing us and pulling us closer to the Melech Malchim Lochim. But we are frightened and terrified with that question, less than the Beis and Shemala that questioned us on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where have we been? So we have a plan. We have a way to address, perhaps, a shtickel answer, a possible, Efshiyesh Loimar, maybe half a tosis, Efshiyesh Loimar, as a response to that taina, that claim against us in Shemayim. Where have we been? Esther says, I can't just walk into the king just like that. I have to get ready. As it's described earlier in the meal, Shishacha Hashem, Hashem and Amor, Shishacha. You can't just come to the king just like that. You have to make hachonis. So he says, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we Taka really should be here already tonight. We should be screaming out a Melech, why wait till Rosh Hashanah? We should already be in the Rosh Hashanah mode right now, but we just feel we're not ready. It's almost like a chutzpah to come to the Melech Machem Lochem, not ready, not in our best, not in our finest. So the same way, L'Hab Melef Avdolos, if you were invited to a banquet with the king, you would spend some time, you'd first get yourself a nice suit, get yourself a new pair of shoes, no, depends what kind of a king, maybe buy yourself a new hat. Whatever you do, you get yourself put into shape. You definitely get yourself a haircut, and you know, get yourself tip-top. Ribbono shel Olam, you want to know where we are right now? We're getting ready. How do you get ready for a meeting with the Melech Machem Lochem? Melech Bas Adam is fairly easy. How do you get ready? I'll tell you, get ready. Shemei Tfila Decha Bas Yavol. The slichos are the hachonas for Rosh Hashanah, which gives us a chance when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends that message to us in our minds from a king, where have I been? Where have I been? Where have you been? I'm getting ready. I'm making my hachonah. I wasn't ready on time, okay? But at least I'm there. I'm not waiting until the last second. Slichas of Erev Hashanah, Slichas of the week before Shoshana, is the hachana for Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. It's a fighting chance for Kabbalah Samachus Shemayim. We know we joke a lot this week and next week and the next week about how we're tired, how we're exhausted, how our entire equilibrium is thrown off. I mean, Beneinu, until Rosh Hashanah, the whole Slichas every morning is between 15 to 17 minutes. I mean, depending on which minute you're napping at. But somehow, you know, our lifestyles are a military timetable that if something gets thrown off by a second, our entire it's an existential, you know, a crisis for us. So, but we joke about it. But Slichas are hard. And the truth is, they do get harder. It gets a little bit more stressful as the weeks go on. Enter into the third lap of Slichas. Yes, it's challenging. So how much do we have to challenge ourselves? How much time do we have to spend to be yotz of the cross of Alochim? Give me an idea. Give me a hechatim. Give me a number. How long you have to spend in order to greet the king properly? So we gave a shiur between Mincha Ma'ariv today. We made reference to a phenomenon that's going on not that far. I made a mistake. I said across the lake. I was correct. It's the pond. I was referring to England. It's an unbelievable thing. The average time, I think that's what at least I heard in the news, people are standing in line for 8 hours. I don't want to be sacrilegious, but Rabbi Yisrael, they're standing in line for 8 hours to see a dead queen. I mean, Beinenu. Add all the minutes of Slichas together, even with Erev Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure it's 8 hours. I'm not even sure. You have to tally up the difference. So they can say, no, it's not a good dimyan, it's not a good comparison. Why? There, it's in the middle of the day. You know, you get up at 9 o'clock. You know. Here, it's 12:49 in the morning. It's going to be a 5:45. It's going to be the timing is off. That's where the Mesiras Nefesh is. So I'll close with the other mashal. I've quoted this mashal in the past from Meir Tversky, Shlita, and he once drove me home from yeshiva on. An Erev, the Bachar, Riverdale, he used to live across the street from my parents. He drove me home once, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 3 o'clock in the morning from Yeshiva. And we're driving through the streets of Washington Heights, and we noticed that the garbage collectors were already getting ready for the next morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, if the Slichas, they're already getting the garbage collections. So I remember, Tversky said to me, he said, this is the greatest musa for us. He said, Madach, the garbage collectors were up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We can't be up until Slichas. So Rabbi say, the goal of Slichas is Holchim L'Kras HaMelech. We're getting ready for Malchus Shemayim. Maybe, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, rigged it a little bit, that the world should have, like, in a world that doesn't really know what Malchus is anymore, should have a Tipa Min Hayam, a little bit of a Malchus in the end of the royal monarchy of England, should teach us a little bit what it means, Kavod HaMalchus. You can stand in line for 8 hours. You can say Slichas. The garbage collectors can collect them in the night. We can say Slichas. Our goal is Mikras HaMelech. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Shemaya. That this next week of Slichas should get us into the proper spirit. And as soon as we finish the sikhas for Erev Rosh Hashanah, we'll realize how much more sikhas we need. The Kras HaMelech Machem Yom Kippur as well.